Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning, you guys.
It's hump day.
Good morning.
Good morning. 1 week from today, Big Brother's back.
Oh, boy, you really are just frothing for that, aren't you? Do we have any more info on what the heck is going on with casting?
No, I haven't seen it. It was today was supposed to be the live interview introductions day, and I assume that's going to happen on the CBS All Access thing before the show debuts, but I haven't seen anything definite. All I know is it just makes me happy. And I don't really know why, you know. It's just a dumb show. But
well, right now we're looking for stuff. We're looking for entertainment.
I guess that's probably part of it.
I absolutely could use something to get, you know, sort of
a distraction.
Yeah, I mean, I watched baseball last night. It was great. We lost, but, you know, there's baseball. It's nice to have it back. I don't know how long it's going to last, but so that's a plus. Basketball's starting up tomorrow, I think. But as far as TV shows go, like yesterday I jumped on the treadmill and I put on, and I may have seen it, but I don't remember it. And I may have heard of it, but I don't remember it. But it was a movie starring Denzel Washington, who we've worked with.
Yes,
Sarah.
We're professionally acquainted.
Right.
Been in a scene with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Motion picture. We were in a motion picture.
We were one of the stars of two of the stars of Flight.
Right. Thank you. So anyway, it's a movie. It's a Spike Lee movie, and it's got Clive Owen in it. It's a bank heist picture, and I was like getting on the treadmill, and I went, I'll watch that. But you know, and I know people are right in, and they go, oh, you got to watch Dark, or you got to try this. I don't want to start a whole new thing,
yeah,
necessarily.
Especially not with Big Brother on the horizon. I mean, God, that takes up a lot of time to watch, you know.
But because I just finished Devs.
Yeah. There are a lot of good shows, but I'm with you. It's hard to, like, I don't know why it would be hard to commit to something, but because really, in the end, it's not like you can leave. And it's nice to have something to turn to.
Yeah, no, I agree. We've all got different tastes. Some stuff I love. Devs, I'm still on the fence. I rooted for this girl as she, you know, worked her way through this dilemma she was in. But I also was sort of like, I don't know. Am I liking this because it's in San Francisco?
Right.
I'm not sure.
So, do you like it less now that you found out they only did like exterior shots in San Francisco and that it was actually filmed on some soundstage? Because
there's a ton of shots. So while maybe, you know, I don't know what show I could name where it's like, oh, they really only have the picture of the city in the beginning and then never again do you know where they are.
Full house.
There's tons of shots, tons of San Francisco shots. So they really incorporated a lot, and they did a lot of drone shots, which are... This is one of those times, and look, I'm not down on San Francisco. I love San Francisco, but when you're down in the city, you're like, ugh, yuck. This is dirtier than it's ever been.
There are definitely places where you're like, this is seedy.
It's gross.
Yeah.
But from the sky and from long shots,
yes,
there
beautiful.
Isn't a more beautiful city, in my opinion. So I really liked all the fog shots, the bridge shots. They do a lot of shots of the Salesforce Tower. You know, it's cool. I liked it for that reason. I think for that reason. Anyway,
well,
whatever.
And it ended the way you wanted it to.
It needed to end
important.
A certain way, and I as it was coming down, and I put on the last episode. I'm like, oh, this is
you better
go
not.
Well.
Yeah.
And then it did what I needed it to redeem itself. So I was really like, all right, well, that was kind of boring, but it ended the way I wanted it to. So, yeah. And I don't know how the hell it goes forward.
But kind of boring.
Yeah, because
you're
not
really selling me this.
No, I'm not. I don't know what to say. On one hand, I'm telling you, I watched it from start to finish, which says a lot, because most
it does.
Of us don't finish
yes.
things.
Because there's too much else out there. I'm not wasting my time with something that I'm only three quarters of the way into.
While I know there's a percentage of the audience out there that would say, dude, I'm in the house, you know, from 6 p.m. to midnight, all I have is TV.
Yeah.
You should plow through that then, because
yes.
it's good enough for that, for sure. But I'm really limited to, like, I go from baby stuff to the guitar to my older kids stuff. You know, the
yes.
hardest part of the kids in the house thing is being their play friend. That's the worst part. I don't mind dadding. I don't mind doing little adventures here and there or watching them. But when they're like, you want to play? I'm just, dude, no, I don't. Yeah. I have 10 things I need to do.
Right. They don't really grasp the whole, like,
well,
I'm
they
a
also,
grown man with things on my mind.
They also have no play friends.
No, right. So they're lonely.
It
children
sucks,
are lonely.
Dude. I mean, you feel like, I don't want to say no because I feel terrible. I know that they, you know, when I was six, I was able to go outside.
Yeah.
My skateboarding career was in full swing by age six. So, you know, I didn't have to worry about stuff like this. I feel terrible for her, but I also am like, no.
Yeah, I don't.
We went for a bike ride. Now I'm done. Go find something to do.
Play with your sister. Keep her
occupied
for a while. In the
backyard. You got a piano. Go play it. Great. Super. Well, go moan anywhere, but not here. That's so bogus, dude. Hey, Bryn.
Yo.
Does Cameron see any other kids her age?
She has seen my brother's kids, and it's tough because I actually don't even want to really, you know, intertwine the two circles as much as we have.
Oh.
But the thing is, as soon as the kids see each other, they're all over each other. You can't stop that.
No.
So I don't know. But those are the only kids that she has come in contact with.
Are they being good about the quarantine too? Because you guys
are
really good. All right,
but my brother also he's trying to start off his school because they're opening back. They were opening back up. I'm not sure where they're at right now, but they did get the okay from the county to open back up like 2 weeks ago.
You mean Kuksuwan, or is he doing some other?
Okay, yeah, Kuksuwan, because for the past 3 months they've been doing Zoom classes, just like how the rest of the world is.
Yeah,
right.
And so they have like. What do you call it? Sign-up sheets. So there's only 10 people per class, I think, now. And then half of it's on Zoom, half of it's
Have you ever
there,
been to so. His the studio, Vinny? Because it's an enormous space. Like, to only have 10 people in that class is actually... That is actually decent social distancing.
Yeah, I haven't.
Clearly, there's no sparring.
But I'm familiar with the area, so I I know he's got a spacious
Large.
Building.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a massive warehouse.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, but on that, like, with my daughter...
Brin's IT guy is trying to get, like, you know, the 10 people that are in the class, plus people being able to Zoom in and to be able for all of them to feel like they're participating in the same class. One, you know, some on a screen and some in the actual... Like, he was talking about it the other day, gave me a whole dissertation on it, and I was like, oh, my God, that is fascinating. Tell me more.
He had an idea of trying to put up this surveillance system on Instagram so that people can watch. And Zoom, it's like this whole thing, whether it's Zoom or your surveillance system of your class on Instagram Live, which would be...
That's a great idea for cameras, though, when you really think about it. Like, those already hook up to your computer. Like, I mean, that was... Mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty... Another genius Bryn thing.
You really ought to talk with this. Who do we have? The head of the world's school districts coming on tomorrow.
Something like that, Vin.
And you really ought to talk to her. I'm sure they could use whatever advice you have on how they're going to be able to do this.
Schooling from
big
home.
Big task. I'm not sure if I'm ready to take on the world.
You've got this, Bryn.
Well,
I know you do.
Start with one school. You start with your brother's school, and then you move on. And
hey, Vin,
tell everyone how it's
done. You
want to
shake your camera a little bit? I think it's might be
stuck.
Yeah,
I'm actually, my camera's on and aimed the right way. You guys are sideways. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, so just turn it and then turn it back. And maybe the screen lock's on. I don't know. I didn't want to say anything. I hate to. There we go. Now we're all
right. That's what I'm talking about.
What kind of television show is this where I've got to be my own cameraman?
What kind of show is this anyway?
Huh? The quarantine show.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, that's just yesterday. I did the kid thing and I wrestle minutes for myself away, and then I find myself out for a bite. I showered. So I shower. I'm like, all right, I went for a run. I'm showered. It's just prior to dinner time. Let's go play guitar or find something to do. And then I find myself out on a bike ride. It's 80 degrees and I'm like
sweating again.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And you know, I thought, all right, I'll take you for a bike ride. I'm just going to go slow and I won't sweat and it'll be fine. Of course not. I can't ride a bike without jumping off of stuff and doing, you know, dumb crap.
Did you take the littlest one too? Wasn't there something where you were supposedly on a bike ride, but then she's like, you know, examining bugs on trees?
Oh yeah, that was early morning. Yes, that was the first. That was daddy daycare.
The first outing. I see. Mm-hmm. I got it.
Mm. And then the older one comes around, and she's just like, "Yeah, what do you want to do?" Oh God.
My day consisted of, I did do some gardening, but it's waging war against ants. The ants are just,
it's summer.
Yeah, but this is the summer of the ant. Like, I get it. There's ants. You see them from time. Sometimes there's an ant trail. Sometimes, to your horror, there's an ant trail in your house. Like, I'm telling you, our freaking house is overrun.
They're in your house?
They're in our house. They're outside our house. We've been battling them for, ever since the rain stopped this year. I mean, and we always have ants. Like, I get it. We've got little ant traps around, and sometimes you got to put those out. But never, never like this. I'm telling you, it was another thing. Remember I told you a few weeks ago, I go to plant something in this, you know, just put something in, and I pull the mulch out of the way, and I've got my little digger, and I stab it in there, and all of a sudden there's like a black tide going up my arm.
Like, you struck oil?
I struck
Holy
ant
crap.
Oil. I struck ant oil.
Oh, it was
oil.
Ants. Oh,
it was just
okay.
Ants. They were teaming up me, and then they're all over me, and the freaking things bite.
We're rich.
Yeah, we're rich. If only ants were a commodity, I would be super rich. So yesterday, I noticed a few ants on the countertop in the morning as I was getting my coffee together, and I'm like, well, that sucks, but I'm doing a show. I'm not bothered. It's too early for me to wage war on the ants right now. So right after the show, I go out to have my bowl of cereal.
Nice restraint, by the way.
What, just not starting the war right then?
Yeah, I mean, I have more than once getting up early and find myself off on a tangent and realize I've got 10 minutes. What the hell did I let happen here?
No, I go can't. On. I can't. And listen, I'm a minor player in the war on the ants. I mean, the general is John, of course. And he comes in armed
and
ready.
He's losing,
like,
though, huh?
He's losing so hard. Well, I don't know if he's losing. What if we weren't fighting the war? Maybe the whole house would be eaten by ants. I don't know. Clearly, there's something in our world. Like, and they're in such random places. Like, what are you even? There's no food in the closet. None. Get out. Go find someplace that at least I'm like, okay, it makes sense that ants are here. Like, what are you doing? Yesterday, I come out. And I'm sitting at the little counter that we have there in the kitchen. I'm eating my cereal, and I glance over, and I realize there's not just ants on the counter. They're coming out from under the sink. There's a thick inch-wide ant trail going up the front of the counter under this, the front of the cabinet.
Jesus.
Up over onto the counter and then down into the trash compactor. So we have one of those, like, I don't know, do you know about these, the trash compactor? It's like, it's mm-hmm. it's your trash can, and but it crushes it down.
Yeah,
and,
I'm familiar.
So, which, I get it, there's trash in there, so at least, okay, logically speaking, I can see why an ant might try to get in there. So I'm like, oh man, that's a lot of ants. You know, I'm used to ants. I see them all the time.
That's a trip, man.
Damn, that's a lot of ants.
I'm surprised.
I open up the trash compactor. It's a freaking, like, an ant apocalypse in there.
Well, you hit go on that thing then, didn't you?
Well, that wouldn't do anything.
Compact?
It won't compact them. They're too small for that.
But
they're
in the bag. Don't you just seal them up and throw them out?
But they're not just in the bag. They're like the whole, it's a whole contract, it's a machine, you know? So they're like on the freaking front of it, and they're down in between where the front of the cabinet attaches to the thing. I mean, it's so tiring.
Speaking of ants.
Enough of the ants, yes.
If I may.
Sure.
While we were on vacation, and I'd forgotten about it, but we put on, and I've been looking for, this is about the shows and what you can watch with your kids, and,
yes.
you know.
Ugh. Is there a killing ant show?
Well, we put on Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and I don't know if you remember
that. So great. Yeah. What a movie. Yeah.
But I want to say I must have seen it, you know, but I've missed a lot of things, and I don't, just because I'm too cool, or I don't know what my attitude was that I wouldn't have watched it, but I feel like that's the first time I've seen the whole thing. But the trip on that is they had to make all that.
Yeah.
Like, that's not computer generated stuff. That's them on a blade of grass that's, who knows what they made that out of, but
God,
they made.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, when you watch that, you will go, oh my God, it's old time movie making at maybe its highest
that
level.
That works, right?
Like,
I mean, that's
like
a great movie.
But it doesn't work because we're so ruined by what computers can do that you can see. Someone made that.
I gotta go back and watch that.
Like, that's a home ec project. You know, each one of those sets is someone sat down and went, how are we gonna put them in the grass? And the grass blade slide that they go down into a mud puddle pool because these kids are shrunk. And it was a trip to watch. I really thought, oh my God, this must have been the height of movie making at its time.
It's just a huge accomplishment.
Right.
Isn't there a scene where he's eating his cereal?
And they're in there.
And they're
yeah.
in the thing. Like, that's amazing. So there they are hanging on to Cheerios, you know, like, no, don't, mommy, don't
now,
eat us.
That might be, I don't know how they would have done that, because there is a scene where they look down in the bowl and there's a little spot that's supposed to be the kid. But most of those backyard scenes, they just made giant sets. Oh, is Bryn pulling it up?
Yeah, no, Bryn that's is it. A...
Oh, can there it is.
Oh, there
he got
is.
The exact yeah. scene. You are masterful.
Oh, God, please don't eat the kids. Don't eat the kids.
And there's little kids, right? You know, this is sort of like.
And I would see, for me, I'd smack those kids. I'd crush them. I'd be like, those are ants.
Ew.
I got to kill them. I got to kill
them. It very much looks like Land of the Lost. You know, when they're running around in the dinosaur, like from the dinosaur. Do you remember that show?
Sure. Yeah. It's,
Will
you know,
and
very,
Holly.
Very fake and, yeah.
That's
oh God!
Anyway.
Now he's oh God no!
Oh, now he's,
oh, he's gonna
eat,
him. Eat
the kid. Well,
no,
anyway,
no,
I, that's one of those movies where
oh no! So that's is that a set where they made a giant spoon? No, Dad, don't eat him! Oh my God! Oh, what's gonna happen? Oh, he gets bitten! Oh, good.
The dog knew.
Good dog.
There's a scene where they ride an ant to the reason I thought of it was reminded of it is they befriend an ant. At first, the ant's not their friend, but they ride it. Right. Sorry, spoiler alert.
No, it's I remember that well, sure.
Oh, okay. And then they ride it in, and I was just like, wow, that's... I don't know how they fake this ant. It's probably, like, you know, just the head.
Right.
I don't know how they did all that, but...
I should go back and watch that just
you
so I
really
can see
should.
What you're talking about. Because
it's a
I
trip.
Remember that being like, wow, it's like they're really that size.
And it's very, what was that, the 80s?
So the kids liked it?
Yes, they did. I'm trying to think of the other thing we tried and it just didn't go over. But either way, yeah, that one did. It was good.
Yeah. Well, it's a solid kid adventure, you know.
The young kid will watch, you know, I don't think the young kid liked it as much, but she kind of hangs. She starts doing her own thing, and as long as she's not hurting herself, we're cool with it.
You're right. You can sit and watch, and she's somewhere in the room. Do you have, like, baby gates to keep her corralled? No.
That's the only baby gates on the stairway, and I can't wait for that to go away.
Yeah, what a pain in the ass that is. Yeah, I just want to carry. I carry my laundry up and downstairs, and now that I got a baby gate in my way. Oof. And kick that thing right down the stairs.
Anyway, yeah. We're late, so let's get
started. Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow, look at that. Good morning, everybody. We're just having a fun hump day. KLSC. Yep. KLSC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice in the Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.